episode number 270, Camaro hottest car at the SEMA show again.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I am still jet lagged.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, there's a 3-hour difference from Detroit to Las Vegas, and then we come back, and then there's another hour difference in the opposite direction.
Plus daylight savings time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're actually plus one right now.
Sort of.
We're minus three, plus three, and then minus one, so.
I suck at math.
Yeah.
So all I know is that I'm sleepy. And I also know that we got a big old show here.
We sure do.
So,
we got SEMA to cover.
Yeah.
We've been there all week.
Yep, we got a lot to cover, actually. And then we got, let me see here, some voicemails to go through. We may not even be able to get through all of them. We have so many of them.
Yeah, we do.
And then we have two contests to issue awards to.
Right.
So buckle up. This is going to be a long one. Might go well past 30 minutes. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's kick it off, man. SEMA.
Oh, boy. Man, what a great, great week in Las Vegas. Couldn't ask for any better weather. I mean, they broke records there. We were over 88 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was toasty.
Man, great weather, tons of cars, tons of people. What did they say? The attendance was up 30% this year?
That's what somebody said. I don't know if it was just speculation or not, but that's got to start somewhere.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the biggest show I've been to since I've been going to SEMA.
Definitely not the biggest I've been to, but it's up there. Yeah. I mean, last year there were empty booths, there was space. Now there wasn't. That's good. That's good for the industry. It's good for the hobby.
And there was a lot of people.
And there was a lot of Camaros.
Yeah.
And it whipped ass again.
Once again.
Voted hottest car, right?
Yeah, was hottest car the SEMA show this year.
Ford F-150 took the truck, and Jeep Wrangler took the, off-road, I guess. There's a bunch of other cars, imports and crap,
But just by pure, enthusiasm, you look around for the Camaro.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So we roamed around the show. And
saw a lot of old friends.
Oh man, it was great. Got to see lots of customizations on the Camaro. Some very cool. Others, you could appreciate the work that went into them.
Uh-huh.
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
but definitely not.
I think there was less wild ass wide body kits this year. Am I mistaken on that? I didn't see too many of them.
No, outside you did.
Not inside. Yeah, those are all the really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, Chevrolet releasing four new Camaros.
Yeah.
I can finally confirm this. I mean, I talked about this before, saying that the word synergy didn't necessarily mean green. And that was all I could say without Fitz coming over and beating me about the face and shoulders with a large blunt object.
Yeah, ringing your neck.
Yeah. So now they're releasing the Synergy series. So green was just first in a series of Synergy releases.
They made that abundantly clear at the press conference that they had on Tuesday morning in Vegas, that said that because of the great popularity they had with the Synergy green car that was released at SEMA show last year, that they were going to continue with the Synergy series this year, and it will be available in the first quarter of 2011 to purchase.
Yeah, it's a good-looking car, too. This was decided to be continued to be called Synergy by the disciples and during the last focus group. They bounced the idea off us and they said, what do you think of this? And we started to lean towards calling it the Heritage series, but then we realized, are we just throwing Heritage in just because it's been used before, or should we continue with Synergy? And we realized it'd be best for the car to continue with that. It sounds a little more modern and less looking back and more moving forward. So if you like the name of the series, you can thank your disciples. And if you don't like it, you can also thank your disciples and be sure to let us know the next time I make an announcement on the board that we're going to have a focus group meeting.
Yeah. Well, the Synergy series car that they showed at The SEMA show was the actual cyber gray car with the silver stripes. And it was a very nice looking car.
It looked like it had a lot more metal flake in it.
Yeah.
I think it did.
Under those lights and on the rug and the white backdrop for the Chevy wall there.
It sparkled.
It did. It was great. Personally, I really, really liked the Camaro Red Flash.
Yeah.
Love that car. I mean, it just pops right out at you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The SSX, you know, if it's going to have a big-ass wing on it, at least it's functional. That was a race car.
Yes.
No question.
Pure concept is what GM is saying.
Yeah, but I mean, the interior is fully equipped, and it's actually used. It's not just a showpiece.
Right.
Which is cool. I liked the XM car. I like them clean.
It is. It is really nice car. So I guess I really didn't understand the reasoning behind this XM accessories car.
Yeah.
Other than it came with a year of free XM, and it was, I don't know, blue.
I don't know. Yeah,
it maybe just some different rims, clean,
different stripe.
It was definitely an appearance car,
kind of a Yanko type stripe on it.
Yeah,
but overall pretty good. Nothing crazy over the top.
There was another car in the GM section that was pretty neat, done by.
Victory Racing Engines.
Yeah,
yeah, our old buddy Eric.
Buddy Eric, yeah,
that was a good looking car to be sitting there. Turbocharged monster. Looked good.
It was stout.
Yeah. Looked good. Yeah. Not too crazy. A little crazy, just not too much.
Yeah.
We saw so many different other cars there. We saw, one was scraping on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one, and I took pictures of it and submitted it on Friday. The lip on the wheel was probably about a foot deep.
Really?
I don't know. They must have completely tubbed the car. In fact, Chris, you and I were uploading photos all week that we saw of Camaro stuff, and
In fact, I think I broke my iPhone because of it.
Yeah,
I was an uploading fool.
Yeah, we have a good time.
So if you check the message board, there's a temporary forum set up called the SEMA Show 2010.
Yeah, something like that.
And every picture that we upload gets automatically posted in there,
mm-hmm.
So you can go in there and you can check out all of our pictures.
Yeah, eventually I combine them all into one big old thread, but I'll let it sit there for about a week.
Okay.
Depending on when you hear this. So, let's see, what else we did? We got to hang out with our friend Georgina Vaughn, Miss Nevada 2009.
Yeah.
Or Nevada, depending on what part of the country you're from.
Our SEMA buddy.
Yeah, that's what she said. Our Facebook. SEMA or Facebook? Either or.
Yeah.
We're both. God, she's hot.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's cool.
One of, I think, our personal highlights was hanging out with the Exodus Pictures guys during their press release.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? This was cool. Because they had not one, not two, but three fire breather cars at the show. One of them, which was the first saleable car, in the display for Classic Design Concepts, who's the company that's making the car in collaboration with Exodus Pictures. The second was in another person's booth we walked by, and the third was actually being used as a taxi cab for the premiere of Top Gear USA, and that was pretty neat, and we learned some really cool stuff about the fire breather car, which is going to be one of the highlights of the new movie coming out this spring called Jin. Awesome, awesome work, man. It's very cool. The guys behind it are extremely passionate. AJ Faisal... they're awesome.
Yeah.
We got a press kit and we put up a quick article and we're going to be doing some more too. Cause we got a video here too.
Yeah. A DVD they gave us, but I'm not quite sure what's on it yet. Yeah. We haven't even had a chance to look at it.
We're going
to
find out.
But they did release the trailer, like a teaser trailer.
On Halloween.
Yep. Yeah, and we've got it linked from the main page of the website at CamaroZ28.com.
Yep.
Can't say enough nice things about these guys. I mean, they're, like you said, they're very, very, very passionate about it. And the thing is they are truly Motor City dedicated.
Yeah.
I think it's 95% of every dollar spent on this film is going to stay right in Michigan, which Michigan
born
could
here,
use the help.
Filmed here, you know, produced, you know, filmed everything.
That's right, some
here.
Detroit pride.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Looks like a cool movie, too. It's got some big names, like the guy that played Darth Maul.
Ray Park.
And he was also played the character called Toad in the X-Men movies.
Yeah, he was also Snake Eyes in the Cobra movie,
The
G.I. Joe movie, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So he's not the only big name there. The guy that played what did I say? The reporter in Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. They got Die Hard 2 and Die Hard 1.
Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 2. In Die Hard 1, he got punched by Holly Gennaro McClane at the end. And then in Die Hard 2, he was on a plane with Holly McClane. Yeah. A couple other names, too. But check it out. The trailer's been released. What is it? Jin the Movie? Is that it? Is that the web address?
I believe so. Or you can go to firebreathercar.com and check that out as well.
Jin is spelled J-I-N-N, not like the drink, you alkies. But, you know, like I said, I can't say enough cool things about the director, producer of the project. Just awesome, accommodating guys. And the one thing that they really, really want to hit home with is that this car isn't meant to be a Trans Am or Firebird rebirth or resurrection or remake. It's kind of meant to be its own thing, especially for this movie. So even though it has styling cues from previous Firebirds, it's really not meant to be. It's meant to be its own thing. So, and they're only making 50?
50.
50, and they're already starting to sell.
Yeah, they're starting to sell. So if you want one, you got to get in. I believe it's a $30,000 price tag on top of the car. So MSRP of $85,000 here for a...
Yeah. There's a lot of extensive bodywork on the front and rear, though.
It sure is.
The interesting part is that the car that they actually used in the movie was also used in an actual Bull Run.
Yeah.
And they were telling us...
Bull Run from, like, New York to L.A., was it?
Not the cheesy TV show. The real deal. Yeah. And they put 14,000 hard miles on it. Not a single failure, not even a flat tire, they said. They were up against exotics that were overheating, catching on fire, not starting, electrical issues left and right, and not to mention it would outperform them in a straight line. I don't know about handling, but then again, I don't know what's on the car. But just an impressive piece of machinery, and of course, it's got a Camaro core to it.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on Jin and the Fire Breather car. They are posting on the message board, and they did leave a hint already to Fire Breather 2.
Yes.
So we'll just, and that's all they said, so we'll just leave it at that.
So I'll link that up in the show notes for everybody. Yeah. Check out that trailer, teaser trailer, and looking forward to it.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? We'll probably be talking about SEMA over the next couple of episodes.
Got to get together with our good friend Adam Bruce. Poke.
We'll just leave it at that.
Autostream.com. Check
That's
it out.
That's right. Yep. We're always interested in doing something with Adam. He's an old friend of ours.
Yes.
We had a meet and greet. It was quiet and rather small, but that's the way we like it. That.
I loved that. That was a great time because it was so relaxing. Mm-hmm. We got to chat with some great people. You know, the Chevy team, the Camaro team was there.
Yep. The SLP team was there. Yeah. Another disciple, Maggie, and her husband Denny were there.
Yeah.
A few other people just kind of milling about, but had a few drinks, had plenty of laughs, and we're going to do it again next year. We'll probably make it a little bigger next year, though. We realize that there's opportunity for growth here, get more folks out there. So if you're going to go to SEMA tomorrow? All right.
Let's go.
Next year, or just live in the Vegas area, keep it open because we'll put together something fun.
Yeah.
It needs some growth. It could use it. What else did we, looked at some new products and, we'll probably be reporting on those in the future.
Got to verify something here.
What's that? Oh yeah.
Well, you know how we talked about last week that, OnStar released, an app for the iPhone and I think Android too, called MyLink, that allows you to, remotely control your car's OnStar features like remote start, open the door, stuff like that. But it only works for 2011 vehicles.
What the hell? Fitz.
So we did verify with the Camaro team that there is in the works right now a version that will work with our 2010 cars.
All right.
So it's probably going to come like 6 months down the line, somewhere around there. I don't know. In the distant future.
Yeah, they said that they're working on it.
It's working on it.
There's definitely a place for it. So
there was enough people who were very adamant that we need this for the 2010 cars as well. So excellent. Can't wait. Love it. So
yeah.
Good news there.
Yeah. Gosh, so much happened. It's looking back on it, it's kind of tough to remember it all.
But I know.
We'll probably talk about it more in future episodes.
Coming
back. But in the meantime, check out the pictures that we posted. Chris, link them up.
And if any of you guys have any questions for us about SEMA, you should give us a call, drop us an email, Let us know.
Absolutely.
We spent hours upon hours walking. My feet still hurt.
Yeah.
And that bastard Quentin Rampage Jackson, who kept going all over the place and make us walk 2 miles to try and find him. And we never found him.
Yeah, we never found him. He was moving around, so stick and move.
Bastard.
I was watching Rocky IV last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep because of the damn time zone change. Oh, yeah, one thing that I did find that was very, very cool. We got this ongoing contest that I think people might have forgotten about. Car storage tips, yep. You know, with it being wintertime and all that crap. And one of the things that was brought up by a previous caller was, you know, trickle chargers or battery tenders. Well, I ran into the battery tender guys at SEMA, and I talked to them about it. And they actually they gave me one of their units to give a try, you know, see what I thought of it. For a normal 2010 Camaro or a normal everyday car, you don't need the big heavy-duty one. The battery tender junior will do the trick for you. He says, because, you know, it just draws a little bit of energy from the ECM. Trying
so
to
you just need it. A battery tender junior for your cars?
Yeah, the full-size battery tender mm-hmm. is more for, like, full-size trucks or deep cycle batteries or marine use. The one that they recommended for my use is called the Battery Tender Waterproof 800. I don't have it with me, but I'm looking at the website. It's at batterytender.com. This thing is about as big as a mouse, like a computer mouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it doesn't, it's got like, I think, 8 feet of cord in either direction of it, and it's 100% waterproof. So you can actually submerge it if the case happens, or you just set it on your garage floor. I believe it's small enough to snake through the engine compartment bay underneath, so I don't have to leave the hood popped.
Oh, nice.
Because I believe that's where you hook it up at. So I'm going to be putting my car in storage. I'll be using this battery tender, and then when I pull it out, I'll just report on it then. But definitely check it out, batterytender.com. I think it's cool that it's so small and
size of a mouse, huh?
That's what it says. That's, wow, it's a little bit like a big size mouse, like a full size deal. But you know, I'm reading about this. It's spark proof, short circuit protected, reverse polarity protected, waterproof, and it weighs a pound.
Hmm.
So
not bad.
Can't wait to hook it up. I should have bought one years ago, but I'm glad I got one now. So we'll find out how well it works and all that. And speaking of contest, you know, get your submissions in. We'll give you the number a little bit. So we got to move on.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of voicemails.
Holy cow, do we ever.
Let's get
opened up the voicemails today, and I was like, whoa, wow. Well, I wonder what everybody's calling about, but I guess we're going to find out, because we're going into this cold.
All right. Well, we're going to get as many of these out as we can. If we don't get to it this week, we'll get it to the rest of them next week.
Yeah.
So fire them up.
Hey, guys. Mudbone calling. My voice must be extra deep this week. I've got a major sinus infection and that could kill me, but I want to call in anyway and say how much fun we had with the Camaro lantern contest. That was a ball. We got some pictures in the link. The whole family got into it, and I haven't carved a pumpkin in a long time, so I appreciate you all motivating me to get into something that was such a good family activity. What I wanted to find out is when the iPhone app is going to come out. I heard you all talking about it. It's been about a month ago now. I haven't heard any more about it, and just checking in on the status of that. Looking forward to seeing it. Anyway, y'all take care, and always enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Mudbone is kind of sick.
Hope you feel better there, Mudbone.
Yeah, buddy.
Kind of sick myself.
You too, Chris. Oh, that's right. Just aim it in my direction. It's all right. I want to
get over this
too.
Cold for like 2 weeks.
Oh, great. That means I'll be getting over it for 2 weeks.
Okay. iPhone app. It's going into submission process to Apple this week.
Right.
So however long it takes Apple to approve or disapprove.
Who knows, right?
Is when it will actually show up in the iTunes music store. But I will let everybody know when it's ready, and it will be posted prominently on the front page of the site so you can all download it. It's pretty cool, pretty basic, but that's the whole point of it.
We'll make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Next.
Oh, thanks, Mudbone.
Yeah, it's Mean Z28 off the board. Banana in the tailpipe, Beverly Hills Cop. Where's my 10 points, bitches?
There you go. You asked last week.
I didn't really actually expect anybody to call me out on that one.
That's right. Ding.
Ding, you win.
Banana in the tailpipe, Beverly Hills Cop.
You know what? Instead of 10 points, you get a banana in the tailpipe.
Mean Z28, thanks for calling in.
That's too funny.
Next.
Hey, guys, it's Paul Sawarka from Cincinnati. We're just coming back from Target, me and my wife. And I hope you guys got the furry hats with the beaver fur. Speaking of beaver, the wife wants Fitzy to know that the interior, the ergonomics, is not conducive to, let's see. She likes BJs. I guess that means Barney Jones. I don't know. But, yeah, she her butt was way up in the air. She's doing, like, a leapfrog, and then her head's upside down, and she's getting, like, a headrest, and she can't breathe. It just doesn't work for that. You've got to raise the seats up and lower the glove box or the armrest. So I thought you guys would get a kick out of that since you're in Vegas, and you might see something crazy like that. Okay. Talk to you later. Enjoy the hats. Bye.
Dave.
Oh,
boy. This is what happens when we go into this cold. Not listening to the voicemails ahead of time.
I think what she was referencing was people of shorter stature having a hard time seeing over the dash.
Oh.
They just didn't quite know how to express themselves on that. But
yeah.
Dave, send pics of said wife to webmasters@camaroz20.com.
And Dave, thank you so much for the hats.
Yes, speaking
of. We got them, and we actually just took pictures while doing the show with the hats on.
Listen, I go up north as much as I can during the winter to go snowmobiling. I'm going to use this so well.
We look like the real deal. We look like authentic mailmen with our headphones on. With it, we'll send you the pics.
Yeah, we'll post the pics.
Yeah.
We'll post them.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you as always.
Dave, you are a man of many, many words, and that is funny.
Yeah. Do we have another voicemail we can
sure
lead into immediately?
There we go.
Good.
Yo, it's Dak Moore. I got a few things to say about that red flash concept for SEMA that I saw the other day. One, it doesn't have rear park assist. I don't know why that's a problem with me, but it's supposed to be taken from production, turned into a concept. I don't know how it's missing. Doesn't make sense, but still has a stupid little shark fin, which, oh my God, why is it there? Place it underneath the rear window. Come on. Still a line of sight, you know, all that good stuff. Anyway, the color's nice. Paint scheme with the stripes reminds me of that Viper concept once upon a time, but stripes on the roof? Come on. The wheels, we've seen them before. I don't see anything special in this car. Must be an internal engine thing or whatever. Or it's just another accessory XM car type thing. Anyway, I did like the SSX concept or whatever that was. Well, that's all I've got to say on that for now. Until I see something else that really irritates me. Dakmore out, y'all.
Dakmore? I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah.
So
you know,
when he's got something to say, man, he just goes ahead and says it.
Yeah. In fact, Dakmore, you should be calling in a little more. We'll hear from you, whatever.
You can find something to irritate him with, and he can call in and complain about it.
Yeah, complain about just about anything. You know, so. Good to hear from you, buddy. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there's no question. They do rely on feedback like this, and they do listen.
Yeah.
Same goes for the focus group. It's no different. So, yeah, I mean, things did look awfully similar, but I think they're trying to consolidate or develop a theme that's a little more realistic to what's going to come out production-wise. But, yeah, nothing over the top, for sure. Dackie, thanks for calling. And if you want to call in and maybe talk about Camaros,
and
ergonomics.
How you can fit into them.
And how, yeah, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Let's just go.
Hey guys, Mario 92 from the boards. Long time. Sadly, I couldn't make it out this year to SEMA, but hope you guys are having a good time or had a good time by the time you hear this message. Hopefully, you have some good shots of some new products as well as maybe any leaks on Z28. Have a good one, guys. I wish I could have been there this year. Oh, well. Thanks. Bye.
Mario, thanks for calling in. Man, yeah. We missed you this year. Normally, you come to the
meet and greet.
Yeah, the meet and greet.
Yeah. In fact, this year I went to the and talked to the PLX guys because I know that you know them, and we were just kind of chatting it up. Z28?
What's Z28?
We don't know of any such Z28 or whatever it may be called.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, well, if you couldn't make it this year, we'll be looking for you next year.
Oh, I hope so.
So, stay tuned. And
still picture him sitting at Dick's with a giant hat on that says something about mustache rides.
That's right. Dick's Last Resort in the Excalibur. That was funny. That was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mario, thanks for calling in, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Moving along right along here.
Cool.
Hey, guys. This is Charlie Long from the message board. I got a question. Like, right now, like, as of this past week, I've been trying to wash my Camaro. We had some a little bit of wind going on around here, and it's been about 2 weeks since I was washed my car. Well, every time I go through a car wash, whether if it's just your basic drive through high pressure or do it yourself high pressure wash, I always get like hard water or tend to get streaks on the vehicle itself when I dry it. So when I use like a regular a towel, now it could be, it's all, I've used different types of towels. It's your basic towel to, I guess, recommended towels. But every time I go through a wash, the water around here is a little bit hard. And so I always get these streaks on my black Camaro. And I was wondering, like, what do you guys recommend? Is there any type of drying, you know, methods or towels out there? I know you guys mentioned about these high-performance blowers to use, but is there a towel out there that you guys highly recommend, which I can use to eliminate streaks on my car and not provide any scratches to it whatsoever? I really appreciate all the info or recommendations that you guys have. Thanks a lot.
I'll handle this one, Chris.
Oh, dude, yeah, this is right up your alley, man.
First of all, yeah, you're exactly right. The hard water has, you know, minerals and deposits that are going to leave, you know, those funny, yeah, difficult to remove spots on, yeah, your car, especially on black. I would recommend that you don't go to those places and you wash the car yourself. And what I've used, and I have no problems using, I don't get paid to endorse this or anything like that, is the Mr. Clean Auto Dry car, yeah, wash, because that comes with a filtration system that filters out a lot of those impurities and those minerals.
Yeah.
I do recommend using that, or if you don't have one, but the car wash that you do go to has the spot-free rinse.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. It runs through a filter. So use either or, and that'll definitely help you in the right direction. If you have access to a leaf blower or can pick one up cheap, buy one. They make it so much easier. And then from that point on, anything else, use something called the absorber.
Love it.
Yeah, that's I've been using it for a decade or more, and it's just a great thing. In order to avoid scratches, it's more about what is on the vehicle as you dry it versus the material of what you dry it with.
Yeah.
Granted, you know, if you dry it with sandpaper, you know what you're going to get. But I mean, use 100% cotton. If you can't, use an absorber or 100% a decent quality microfiber.
Made in the USA.
Made in the USA if you can find it. It's getting kind of
tough. Getting really hard. Yeah, I know.
It is. But, I mean, I use, for microfiber, I use the stuff I get at Costco or,
yeah,
Sam's.
Yeah, so do I.
And it works okay. I've done, yep, tests on it. The yellow stuff.
Yeah, you get that whole bag for like, what?
$12 or,
yeah,
something. And I've tested them and tested them and tested them, and I have no problems using those. Yep. Yeah, that's my advice for you, Charlie. I hope it helps. Let me know, you know, if you have any additional questions. Always feel free to call in. And thanks for the call, buddy.
Moving right along.
Yep.
We're cranking through,
yeah,
these,
we're
going to
get through all of them.
Hey, guys. It's Dave, both working in Cincinnati.
Oh, no.
I hope you got your head warmers and keeping warm up there in Michigan, but have fun out in Vegas with SEMA. And I had a question on the SS or the RS, the V8 engines. If you put anything lower than the high octane or 93 octane, does it detune or put down the spark? And then once it does that, do you have to go back to the dealer to get it reset? If you put a lower octane in the vehicle, you get like better horsepower, better performance. Just a question we had, because some of the guys at work said something about that. It's like an urban legend or a rumor or something. But have a great time out in Vegas. And maybe you can see Chumley and Rick out there at the pawn shop, the Pawn Star. Talk to you later, Chuck.
Phew.
Yeah, yeah. Phew. An actual real question here, Dave. That's great.
I was like, had my teeth gritting. I'm like, when's Mrs. Postal Dave gonna pipe up? And no pun intended.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. All right. octane.
Octane. Yeah.
You know what would be a good one to ask about this?
Who?
Fitz. Yeah.
Well, this is standard.
Yeah, it
this
does. It changes the timing and everything.
Yeah. But it does it on the fly in the computer, mm-hmm. and it resets the next time you know, fill up or anything like that. And if you really want to reset the computer, pull the fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the fuse, put the fuse back in, and resets it.
Right. Not a big deal. I wouldn't recommend you not running a premium. It's, you know, worth the extra couple of bucks.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any pinging or detonation, and you're not going to go into limp mode.
Right.
I can't get away from that one.
Let's move on. We
I
got
really
one more.
I didn't mean that. Yeah, go ahead, kick it off.
Hey, Cousin Jason, this is Templar and I calling. This is just one of those hypothetical questions that I like to ask. If you could have any five road vehicles that you wanted, what five would they be? Pretty much understand that they'd be in pristine condition. So what five would you want from, like, what years would you want them from? Be interested to hear your answers. And bye.
Wow, so we could have any five vehicles of any year in pristine condition. What five vehicles would you choose? Would you go crazy and choose, like, exotics, or would you choose what?
No, that'd be pretty simple. Actually, it's not that simple.
I'd want I think a 68 or 69 Camaro with the hideaway headlights, like in mm-hmm. Better Off Dead.
Yep.
I'd want an 87 Buick GNX.
Yep.
I would want a brand new Cadillac CTS-V.
Yep.
The sedan, not the coupe. I would like a new Corvette ZR1.
Yep, that's on my list.
And number five. What would I choose for number five?
Daily driver.
Daily driver? How about a Volt?
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd want a ZR1, a new ZR1, no question about it. A 2010 Camaro.
Which you already have.
Which I already have. A Trailblazer SS.
There you go.
I want that back. I missed that vehicle. That was great. 1992 Z28.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I want. And, I don't know, the rest would be pretty boring. A CTS-V coupe, you know, for daily driving and, I don't know. A McLaren F1. Just for when I'm feeling really frisky.
That's that car you like sit in the middle, right?
Well, yes, the previous generation. Now you don't.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I haven't seen the new ones.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere. It's supposed to have a top speed of 268 miles an hour.
Sweet.
The new F1.
Yeah, I'd love to drive that on the roads here in Detroit.
Sheesh. Who needs it? That's an interesting question.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Thanks for bringing
it. I was going to post a question similar to that on the message board in the lounge.
Yeah.
Because I had a dream the other night that I had my old Grand National back. And that got me to thinking, if you could have any of your previous vehicles you sold in your lifetime back, what vehicle would you want back?
My Trailblazer.
There you go. Yours was pretty easy.
Yeah, that was just a great vehicle. Yeah,
I'd want my 87 Grand National back.
The first one the first one was an 85, right?
Right. That was the biggest POS.
What'd your buddy say about that? Does awesome burnouts or something like that.
The best burnouts ever.
2 pounds of rubber in each wheel well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Interesting question. Definitely something we don't get questions like that too often. We get strangeness from Dave. All right. Here's what we got to do. Thank you for the voicemail, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of voicemails, we got to give a prize out to the voicemail call-ins. For October.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, we do this every month. We pick one of the voicemails that, I don't know, I can't even say we like the most because we like them all, but just the one that just jumps out at us.
One winner per year.
That's right. And this one was tough, man. Jonathan Brown, Mudbone, Russ Rowley, Postal Dave several times, Bear, Postal Dave, Templar Knight, Nick, JB, Bear Z28. You guys all, thank you so much for the call-in. The one that stuck out was the first one for October, Jonathan Brown. About
Jonathan.
The Boss 302 and how it's going to compare. What did he say?
You want to know how it was going to compare to the 2010 Camaro or to the 556 horsepower Z28? I love that accent,
It just stood out
call
so
in,
much.
I want to hear it more.
Yeah. So yeah, Mr. Brown, Charlie Brown, Jonathan Brown.
Drop us an email.
Drop us an email with your shipping address. We'll get you out of CamaroZ28.com prize pack.
Nice. Congratulations.
Sorry, guys. We can only give out one a month. So, but keep we got calling. Some good contenders so far for November already.
We do.
Dave, I don't know if you can submit that one.
Dave already won.
Yeah, that's right. Dave already won this year. So get your voicemails in.
Now. Onto the biggie.
The pumpkin
Camaro lantern.
Right on.
This was fun because I even did one just for the hell of it. I wanted to get involved too, and I printed out the template, put it on, and it was the biggest pain in my ass I ever experienced. In fact, there was one whole part of the windshield that after I carved it out, because the lines are so close together, I completely just cut it out completely. And my wife had to fix it with toothpicks. You can't even tell.
Yeah, I've seen people use toothpicks on this contest before, actually. Yeah. Definitely needs to be done, but if it was easy, then the prizes would suck. But they don't. No. Giving away a very rare poster signed by all the disciples and the Camaro team from the last focus group.
Yeah.
Plus two other prizes, two couple of runner-up prizes, but they were all good. Got to give thanks to, let's see here, 5th Gen Crazy Z20, excuse me, 5th Gen Crazy 68, Camaro X, Mudbone, Mike C, Chris Frez, that a-hole, and Charlie 11111111111111.
But everybody's a winner.
Everybody's a big wiener.
Right.
Everybody gets an extension or an addition of a one-year premium membership, which gives you some cool features, including more spaces in your CamaroZ28.com garage.
Nice.
Which people don't really know about because we didn't make mention of it. Got to declare a winner. Definitely got to call it to Camaro X.
Yeah. Wow. That was pretty cool.
One of every generation.
Yeah. And he didn't even use our template.
Yeah, which we said that it's not a requirement, it's just a suggestion. It has to be Camaro related.
But man, what an awesome job.
It looks good, man.
Looks real good.
I don't know how exactly he did it, but he did it, and it looks terrific. Chris, of course, you're going to link this up in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
Second place, Mike C. made a nice isometric view of a Camaro convertible.
Yeah.
Gone topless, just like Postal Dave's wife. Now you've opened yourself up to insult by me. Ha ha! Excellent stuff. And then we got to give, third place is, it was tough. Let's give it to Charlie 11111111. Presentation value.
Okay.
Took pictures of it on top of his engine bay and whatnot. And then an honorable mention to, was it 5th Gen Crazy 68 for being the first one to get in there. So.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, and thank you so much for participating. Camaro X, Charlie 11111, and was it Mike C?
Yep.
Please contact us with your shipping address, and I'll get your goodies out to you.
Nice.
That simple. That was fun. We're gonna actually have a bigger contest coming up sometime in the next few months.
Oh, we sure do.
You know, we got a good partnership with Nitto Tire, and I think it's about time we talk about giving another complete set of them.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, we'll figure something out. It'll be fun. Yep. Fun and easy.
Yep.
It's the way we like it. And I'm not the only one. I'll just leave names out of it. All right, we went long.
Yeah. Stop talking about Dave.
I can't help it. It's not Dave I'm talking about. All right, in all seriousness, everybody, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
Chris, do we have anything else? Or are we going to wrap it up?
We should be good, yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for calling in. Thanks for meeting us up at the Camaro Z28.com meet and greet in Vegas. Hope to see you next year. Drive safe, enjoy the weather, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.